In this video, I want to focus on one of the most important parts of forming a soul center, its purpose. A soul center needs a clear purpose because a ministry without a clear purpose will eventually be shaped by confusion, pressure, and assumption. People will bring many different needs. Some will assume the ministry is a church, others will think it is counseling. Others may treat it like a general support center for any kind of crisis. If the purpose is not clear, the chaplain and the people receiving care can both end up in a confusing situation. That is why purpose matters so much. A soul center should be able to say in simple language why it exists and what kind of Christian spiritual care it offers. Another helpful word here is parish. We often use that word for a defined ministry field or circle of care. We use it in the sense of a sojourn. In that sense, a soul center may be shaped around a particular parish, meaning a particular people group, local burden, or community focus where Christian spiritual care is intentionally practiced. So the purpose of a soul center is not only to say what kind of care it offers, it should also name who this ministry is sojourning among. That may be grieving families, caregivers, lonely older adults, first responders, recovering people, or a particular neighborhood. That kind of clarity makes the soul center stronger. Now let's connect this to the practice of Christian spiritual care. Christian spiritual care is not vague spirituality. It is not religious atmosphere only. It is care rooted in Christ, shaped by Scripture, expressed through prayer, listening, encouragement, presence, and truth with gentleness. It takes people seriously as image bearers. It honors the whole person. It brings warmth, but it also brings role clarity. A soul center should practice Christian spiritual care in ways that are real and understandable. That may include prayer with consent, spiritual conversation, grief support visitation, encouragement, during transition, follow-up care, referral-aware support, connection to church life or discipleship when appropriate, but it should also be clear about what it does not do. It should not pretend to be therapy if it is not therapy. It should not act like an emergency response center if it is not one. It should not function as a vague catch-all for every emotional and spiritual burden in the community. A good purpose protects good care. It helps the chaplain know how to serve. It helps the public know what to expect. It helps leadership know how to support the ministry. And it helps the soul center remain healthy as it grows. This is especially important because a soul center may serve people who are deeply burdened. Some may be in grief. Some may be isolated, some may be carrying shame, fear, confusion, or caregiving stress. A strong purpose helps keep the ministry compassionate without becoming overextended. So what makes a good soul center purpose? It should be Christ-centered. It should be local. It should name the kind of people or field of care being served. It should describe the kind of spiritual care being offered. And it should stay humble about its scope. Here is a simple example. This soul center exists to offer Christ-centered chaplain care, prayer, visitation, and encouragement for caregivers, grieving individuals, and people facing loneliness and transition in our local community. That works because it is warm and clear at the same time. What should you avoid? Do not make the purpose so broad that it could mean anything. Do not make it so complex that ordinary people cannot understand it. Do not hide the Christian identity. Do not confuse openness with vagueness. And do not let public need define the ministry more than wise leadership does. A soul center becomes stronger when its purpose is clear and its practice of Christian spiritual care is steady, humble, and well-defined. That is how a chaplain practice grows into a trustworthy ministry home.